The Supreme Court of Washington is scheduled to hear oral arguments today in the case of two men who were sentenced to life without the possibility of parole as juveniles. The attorneys for Russell McNeil and Herbert Rice want the high court to reconsider the sentence based on a U.S. Supreme Court case. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
In 1988, 82-year-old Mike Nikoloff and his 74-year-old wife Dorothy were stabbed to death in their farmhouse south of Yakima. Russell McNeil and Herbert Rice were each sentenced to two consecutive terms of life without the possibility of parole. They were both 17 at the time. Now, attorneys for McNeil and Rice want the court to apply the United States Supreme Court's ruling in Miller v. Alabama. In the 2012 decision, the justices decided mandatory life sentences without the possibility for parole for juveniles are unconstitutional. In a friend of the court brief, the American Civil Liberties Union noted that the U.S. Supreme Court ruling is retroactive. It urged the Washington justices to exercise its authority to apply it to these petitioners. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.